Welcome to This is Bliss. My name is Arlana, and I will be your host as we explore the path of walking along our highest soul's journey. Today I want to talk to you about one of the most valuable tools that I find for my own peace and serenity, and for feeling grounded, and for really, it is my go-to for starting my day on a positive, grounded note, and for releasing and letting go of the energy that I want to let go of at the end of the day. And there are several times throughout the day when I may use this process to help me feel grounded once more, to feel the stress leaving my body, just to be calm when I'm dealing with a stressful situation. And that is the practice of meditation. Now, meditation is a very personal experience. It can be as simple as getting lost in a book, or as exciting as exploring another universe. Using personalized techniques, meditation lets you explore unique pathways, secret domains, and even create your own personal spiritual space. The resulting potential can be limitless. Only through personal experience, however, can meditation truly be understood and defined. Meditation can be described as the art of relaxing your body and quieting your mind, although many I've talked to have said that is a tough task. But with practice, it can be as easy as a breath, and much more powerful than you would ever believe. Some would even call this a state of expanded consciousness. Some people use it just to be calm and to relax, but it can also be used to access inner knowledge, seek answers from the divine, and it can be a place where hidden possibilities are revealed. It may hold the spark to ignite your individual potential and the key for spiritual clarity. The personal technique that works best for you can only be determined through experimentation. You must find your own way. There is guidance in your own contemplation. Look inside yourself, for there lives a raw power, stripped of inhibition and fear, waiting only for direction from you. Meditation gives this power life, and your life power. You can use this process to take a journey through the body and the mind and the spirit, and connect with hidden knowledge and energies that you may not have known existed. The journey can enlighten you, empower you, and introduce you to the secrets of your inner being. When you learn to be still, it will become much easier for you to connect to your inner spirit, to receive answers, find solutions, and for you to find guidance for your own personalized life's journey. And once you become good at it, once you connect, it will become easier and easier to relax into this state of being. And you can take this journey anytime you need, you feel the need to recenter and recharge. You can train your body to enter this relaxed state by using the same lead-in or tools each time. Your body loves ritual. It is helpful to practice getting in a place of inner quiet and relaxation on a daily basis before doing a lot of other meditations. It may help for you to actually use a guided meditation for a few times to give you something to concentrate on, to focus on. Each time you enter this state of being, you will find that it will get easier to access it, and you will be able to reach even more heightened state of being. When you are ready to try this for yourself, find a quiet, comfortable location where you can have a few minutes of uninterrupted peace and quiet. I choose the same location and try to create ritual that will allow me and my body and mind to relax and to know to signal it that it is time to start this process. First thing I do is I start by taking 3 deep breaths, close my eyes, and calm my mind. To take your mind off of externals, try to spend a few minutes just focusing on your breathing. This is very helpful to calm and relax you, and the focus makes it easier to let go of those thoughts that are constantly running through your mind. The ultimate goal is to quiet all the inner and outer chatter. This does take some practice. Spend a few minutes listening to your body. Look inside. Notice any places that may be calling out for your attention. You may feel a twinge, or you may feel an ache, or you may be just drawn to it in your mind. Send that place love and healing. You can do that by visualizing a beautiful white light surrounding the area. Then always end by giving thanks and gratitude for the healing and insight that you have received. It's a good idea to keep a pen and paper handy. And it's important if you want to document what's going on in your life or what sensations you've had, to chart any of your progress, to write everything down, record any visions and emotions you encounter, or even your shortest meditative journey. Record all the thoughts, the feelings, and the emotions, the visions, as when you look back, they may contain insight that you haven't even realized. Even a daydream can count as meditation. As you are somewhat phased out of the day-to-day chatter that your mind is used to running, for some people, reading or driving gives them the same kind of peace and relaxation. Try different modes. Try different ways of meditating until you find one that resonates well with you. I suggest you meditate daily, marking new insights and fresh realizations along the way. One of the most popular and common meditation practices is to spend a few moments holding your attention on each of the colors outlined in the chakra guide, and go through your chakra list, the chakra ladder, one color at a time. You can envision each chakra light as it swirls. Notice the color. Now notice, is it clear and bright, or is it cloudy and muddied? These areas could use some rebalancing. You can use light to those areas and envision that the cloudiness or the muddiness becomes clearer. Look inward and notice if there are any areas where pain or where your body is trying to draw your attention. You can use the light to flood the entire body, to enlighten it and to help heal it. White light is often referred to or brought in as in the form of clear spiritual energy, which is pure and safe for you to use. There are many ways to use meditation and energy clearing to help you to clear and rebalance your energies. But while you are getting to know yourself and practicing the art of meditation, any time you can spend in quiet, just listening to your breathing, slowing your breathing, and allowing yourself to just be in that moment, will help you to feel more grounded, will help you to be more at peace with yourself. And that's a really good place to start when you are taking the adventure and trying out different processes to bring you closer to your own internal bliss.
Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights and the podcast This is Bliss. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.